Friday, October 28th, 2022. I think we've got a really fun one today that people are going to enjoy, and there's some very intentional interference in this workout. It's 21:15, 9 reps for time. Kettlebell snatch left arm, kettlebell snatch right arm, calories on the rower. And that's, in case you're unfamiliar with the rep scheme or how that would work, first of all, it's with a 53-pound bell for the men, 35 for the women. You do 21 kettlebell snatches on the left arm, 21 on the right arm, you row 21 calories. Then in the next round, 15 snatches on the left arm, 15 on the right arm, 15 calories rowing, and then finally 999. And the women are rowing the same number of calories as the men on this workout. You're welcome. The kettlebell snatch is cool, it's fun, it's a little bit different than what you do with a barbell or a dumbbell, so it's some beautiful variance right there. It's got you hinging at the hips, got you driving overhead with the posterior chain, it's very grip intensive, and that overhead position, it's not a press, it's more of a lockout that you would see with the snatch or something like that, but there is a little bit of the arm finally just extending there at the top, so there is a little bit of a press in there. It's kind of a bit of a hybrid, but there's not much of it at all, and so it is a really nice complement to what we had going on Tuesday with the heavy clean and jerks, getting some pressing out overhead as well, but in a locked out position. We pressed in a different direction down towards the earth with the dips on Wednesday, and now we're going overhead, not really with the press, more the stabilization component, and we're getting it single arm. That's what I really like so much about the kettlebell snatch here. One arm work is going to be fantastic for just building overhead stability and strength. And it's challenging because it's big sets off the bat on the same arm. All 21 on the left arm, then all 21 on the right arm. That's no joke. Certainly, absolutely no requirement to do this unbroken. That's going to be very, very challenging. So put the bell down as needed. I would love to see somebody think that they could get to that initial round of 21 in, let's say, 3 sets of 7. I think that would be really nice, or 10, a 6, and a 5. You know, one of those two things. Getting yourself to that initial set of 21, great. And then I would also expect the 15 to be broken, and potentially you're so dog tired at the end of the 9 is broken up as well. But that's why the 21:59 rep scheme exists, because it's easily divisible. The 21s, just as I stated, the 15 could be a 6-5-4, it could be 3 sets of 5. If you're very fatigued, it could be 5 sets of 3, and then that 9 at the end is just begging for a 6 and a 3, or 3 sets of 3, so it's easily divisible. Don't feel the need to do it unbroken. And especially, I'm gonna put the kettlebells first there for a reason, had you end on the rower, because you're gonna want to be fresh for those first big sets. And then you're gonna have that leg drive, glutes and hamstrings getting lit up on the rower. There's pull involved in there as well. That's only gonna make the kettlebell swings harder there in the following rounds. And then having the rower at the end there, it's really up to you how much you want to dial up or dial down this workout based upon how much effort you do or don't put into that rower. So it's kind of a choose your own adventure, if you will. So it's a fantastic movement, great little bit of variance. I think everyone's going to enjoy it very much. And it is a pull. We're pulling on the rower and we're pulling with the kettlebell, but it's different than the pull that we had off the ground, so to speak, on Tuesday with the heavy clean and jerks. And it's a pull in a different direction than we had on Wednesday when we did the strict pull-ups. And it's also not below parallel like we had on Monday with the air squat. So again, all these workouts and the movements and the rep ranges and whatnot, and we haven't rowed all week long, they're all there for a reason. Nothing is just done randomly. And they all, again, create this beautiful symphony that ideally keeps you happy and healthy moving forward with nice, steady, incremental progress. And ideally, they're fun. Make the greatest workouts in the world, and if they're boring, nobody will do them. So the goal is to make fantastic workouts that people will also want to do because they're fun. So I hope that you enjoy it. So that's today's workout. We've got the wild card option in case you don't have a kettlebell to use. We've got a barbell power snatch in there. So if that's the route you want to go, you'll be good to go. Fitness will be achieved. For the scale option, I did keep in the one-arm kettlebell snatch, but I lowered the loading down for that. And I also put there, so this is the important note for the scale option, that if the kettlebell snatch is too difficult, don't worry about it, then just do 21-15-9 reps of the American kettlebell swing. So if you're looking at the scaled option, and you're like, oh, I wish you put something else in there, I just can't quite do that kettlebell snatch, no worries, then your workout becomes 21-15-9 for time of kettlebell swings and calories on the rower. 21 American swings, 21 cals, 15 American swings, 15 cals, and then 9-9 with the 35-pound bell for the men and the 25-pound bell for the women. And the limited equipment crew, you don't have a rower and you don't have a kettlebell. And the dumbbell power snatch, there's nothing wrong with that, but I thought the dumbbell hang power snatch, there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't flow quite as smooth as the kettlebell snatch does. So for the limited equipment crew, they're going to do the power snatch from the ground mixed with 400 meter run. And they are alternating reps each time. So their power snatches go 42 in the first round, 30 in the second round, 18 in the final round. That's total. So if, for example, that set of 42 isn't 42 with one arm. You would do, you know, rep number one with the right arm, you swap. Rep number two with the left arm, swap. Rep number three with the right arm, swap. Rep number four with the left arm. And then when you get to 42 reps total, your set's done, you take off on the run. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully you enjoyed that kettlebell snatch workout. It's a challenging, fun move, a beautiful little piece of variance. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.